91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. Tiendanega First Nation Chief Donald Miracle will be one of the Native leaders meeting with Prime Minister Stephen Harper tomorrow. Hundreds of chiefs are registered to participate, either in person or remotely. The meeting is expected to address reserve-based issues, such as education, housing, and economic concerns that have long been a source of tension between Aboriginal leadership and the Canadian government. There have been reports the Prime Minister will leave the talks early to prepare for the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. With a cruise ship on the rocks and a Canadian woman beaten in Mexico, Janet Levy says vacationers should not shy away from traveling. Levy is the coordinator of the Business and Administration Program and former teacher of the Travel and Tourism Program at Loyalist College.
Crime can happen anywhere, and you just have to be smart when you're in these destinations and just make better choices. And if the Canadian government says, no, you're not allowed to go, then of all means, then we shouldn't go. But they haven't really enforced that yet. Maybe it's to come.
Levy believes that cruise agencies will offer big discounts to keep their numbers up and suggests Cuba and the Dominican Republic for beach vacationers. The Helmets for Kids Coalition has organized a free public skate at the Wally Dever Arena on Friday, February 3rd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. The skate is being organized to promote proper helmet use with children. Public health nurse Cindy Kirkpatrick says there are some guidelines parents should follow when choosing a helmet for their child.
In terms of fit, we recommend that the helmet be at least 1 to 2 finger widths from the eyebrow when it's sitting on the head, and you should only be able to fit one finger between the chin strap in your chin. And of course, when a child shakes their head, their helmet really shouldn't be able to move at all.
A limited helmet lending program will be available at the arena for kids that do not have a suitable helmet. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Hastings and Prince Edward County are holding their 14th annual trivia challenge this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. It takes place at 413 Wing Trenton on North Murray Street. Money raised will go towards services and programs offered by Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The organization's fund development coordinator, Kira Hurley, says mentors are always needed.
We're always looking for mentors, so if you're a male or a female, you can always get a little. And just do fun activities with them. You don't have to do things that cost a lot of money, but just even going to the park, hanging out, something where they can engage and have fun.
There's still room to join. Call Kira Hurley at 613-962-3666, extension 33, for more information. A Belleville group home was evacuated last weekend following a carbon monoxide scare. The incident is prompting local fire officials to warn the public of the dangers of the deadly gas. Mark Venema picks up that story.
It's called the silent killer. Carbon monoxide has no smell, taste, or feel, but can quickly become fatal. In fact, Belleville Fire Prevention Officer Dave McMullen says the reason this particular case ended up as an evacuation instead of a disaster was due completely to the working alarm inside of the residence.
The only way you're going to get alerted to it and warned of it and be able to take appropriate action is through a carbon monoxide detector that will save your life.
The price of a new alarm? About $40. McMullen also recommends having all heated appliances inspected by licensed technicians annually to prevent any leaks in the first place. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
The Loyalist College Fitness Center received a facelift over Christmas break, and students seem to be reacting well to the changes. Front desk attendant Cody Harton says people are trying to use the facility to save some money.
There's free weights coming in this week, which everyone's been really edging towards. The more and more people are trying to get used to this facility because they don't want to pay for good life. They want a cheaper or even free way coming in and doing their workouts.
New equipment, fans, lights, and televisions are helping to improve people's workouts. Athletic director Jim Buck said the renovations cost the school about $100,000. A new study says hospital emergency rooms may not be good for seniors. Seniors who live in long-term care are at a nearly 4 times higher risk of developing a respiratory or gastrointestinal infection after visiting a hospital emergency department than their co-residents who don't go to emerge. One of the authors, Dr. Andrew Seymour of Toronto's Sunnybrook Health Sciences Centre, says the risk wasn't previously known.
One of the nice things about this study is just highlighting that there is a risk that we have up until now not been aware of just by being exposed to an emergency department.
The study is published in this week's issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal. The provincial government is asking Ottawa for $1 billion to offset the impact of the Conservatives' crime legislation. The provincial correctional services minister says the province will have to build a huge new jail and hire more police and parole officers because of the Tory crime bill. She says police will be spending more time on investigations and in court, so more officers will be needed. She also adds the federal legislation will increase the number of people on parole, adding to the caseloads for probation and parole officers. The uncle of a Canadian woman who was seriously beaten in Mexico has identified her as 37-year-old Sheila Knab of Calgary. Robert Prosser says that Knab was in Mexico on vacation with her husband when the beating happened on Saturday.
All that we know of so far is sometime between like when she went to bed and 6 o'clock in the morning, she had got up, gone out, and got into the elevator. And this beating happened in the elevator.
Prosser says most of the bones in Knab's face were broken during the beating at a hotel on Mexico's west coast. He says Knab is originally from Halifax. That's 91X News to 504. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Durham Lords won their third straight game with a convincing 91-71 victory over the Loyalist Lancers on Friday night in OCAA men's basketball. Calvin Chavan put up a strong effort for Loyalist with 18 points and 11 rebounds, but the story of the game was OCAA leading scorer Robert Gagliardi. The Lords guard showed exactly why he is the top scorer in Ontario college basketball by executing a game-high 38 points. Durham head coach Desmond Rowley says Gagliardi provided more than just offense for his team.
He was a leader, not only 38 points, he had 16 rebounds and 6 steals. So he played the entire floor, and that's what we want to see from him. The best player should be a best player every night.
The win pushes Durham into playoff contention with a 7-5 record, while the Lancers fall to 5-8 this season. The Belleville Bulls are being tamed by the OHL. Two losses to the Kitchener and Kingston on the weekend have added to the Bulls' miserable stretch, in which the team has lost 9 of its 10 games in January. The Bulls continue their descent into the standings. They are out of the playoff picture for now as they are in 9th place, 1 point behind the Oshawa Generals. The Bulls next play the Niagara Ice Dogs on Thursday night. In Junior A hockey, a game involving two of the top teams in the East will happen in Cobourg. The Cobourg Cougars host the Trenton Golden Hawks tonight at 7 o'clock. Trenton is 4 points ahead of both Cobourg and the Wellington Dukes in the East Division, but the Cougars have 2 games in hand on the Golden Hawks and the Dukes. Other games in Junior A include St. Michael's at Vaughan and Pickering at Mississauga. There are 6 games lined up for hockey fans to enjoy tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs play the New York Islanders tonight in Long Island at 7 o'clock. It's the first of a home-and-home series between the two teams before the All-Star break, which starts Thursday. The Leafs are 2 points out of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Ottawa Senators are going to Tinseltown tonight, playing the LA Kings at the Staples Center, which starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. Other games include Winnipeg traveling to play Carolina and Edmonton hosting the San Jose Sharks. At the CONCACAF Women's Soccer Tournament in Vancouver, Canada only needs a draw against Costa Rica to hold on to top spot in Group A. The game starts at 7:30 Eastern. The Costa Rican team has the same number of points as Canada, with 6 points after 2 wins each against Haiti and Cuba. But Canada has the advantage on goal differential, with 4 more goals scored in those games. Canada is favored to win, as they are in 7th place in the latest FIFA rankings, while Costa Rica are in 44th. The top 2 teams at the event will qualify for the London Olympics. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Rene Rogers with 91X Weather.
Expect the rain to continue tonight. Today will reach a high of 7 degrees, and the rain will continue this evening with possible flurries beginning overnight and the low at -1. Tomorrow, a chance of snow with the temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with the low -2 and a high of 0. Right now, it's 6 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm.